privilege of being an opportunity to preach. If I can talk, I'm going to do that. Amen. Amen. I'll tell you, he called me and he said, I thought I'd give you a little forewarning and it might help you, but it made it worse. It's made it worse. It's really has. And John chapter 6, if you have a Bible with you, John chapter 6. And I may not get all through these thoughts, but I'll give you what I got here. And I don't have anything new that somebody's not heard of. I don't reckon there's no new thing under the sun. But I'll give you these thoughts. I had about four or five things wrestling around, and I guess just because of being so nervous and about it. And I don't normally stutter like this. Amen. But it has something to do with them six cups of coffee I drank. And and then I thought I'd boost it with two goody powders. That's really helped me here. But here in John chapter 6 and verse 59, it said, these things said he in the synagogue as he taught in Capernaum. Many therefore of his disciples, when they had heard this, said, this is a hard saying, who can hear it? When Jesus knew in himself that his disciples murmured at it, he said unto them, doth this offend you? What in it you shall see the Son of Man ascend up where he was before? It is the Spirit that quickeneth, and the flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. But there are some of you that believe not, for Jesus knew from the beginning who they were that believed not and who should betray him. And he said, therefore, said unto you that no man could come unto me except it were given unto him of my Father. From that time many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. Then said Jesus unto the 12, ye also go away. Then Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life, and we believe and are sure that thou art that Christ, the Son of the living God. Father, we do ask you to help us take away some of this fear and anxiety here. Just settle us down and give us liberty in the Holy Ghost. With these few simple thoughts, we'd be a blessing and a help to these that's come this way and pleasing in your sight. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Here, I want to look at verse 66 here, and I don't believe I'm taking it out of context, but using it in this way, and if I am, you know, you got some constructive criticism, keep it to yourself. I don't like constructive criticism or any other kind, by the way, but amen. Well, that was kind of smart, I think, wasn't it? Amen. He said, from that time, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. Then Jesus said unto the 12, we also go away. Then Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. And we believe and are sure that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. It said, from that time, many of the disciples went back and walked no more with him. You could kind of say that these disciples here become has-beens. And you know, that's the last thing I want to be, as a has-been. Last thing I want somebody to say about me is what I used to do and how I used to serve the Lord. And I'm not being mean, but I've known men in time past that could preach a bark off a tree and something happened to them, and I don't pick on them, throw rocks at them. I'm sure they're miserable enough with the Holy Ghost in them and messed up their life. Paul said, I bring my body in subjection, lest by any means when I preach to others, I myself should become a castaway. I do not want to mess up my testimony, what little testimony I have, and become a has-been. Paul, writing about Demas in the book of Philemon, he said, Demas, he called him a fellow laborer. That's somebody, no doubt, that worked neck to neck with Apostle Paul. He fellowshiped with one of the greatest preachers that ever lived. Paul wrote, I believe, 14 books of the New Testament Bible. He was the apostle to the Gentile world. And if you're not a blood-born Orthodox Jew today, you're a Gentile. And if you're saved, you're saved because of that great man's ministry, how the Lord used him. And Demas was a fellow laborer, somebody to be there on Sunday morning, somebody be back on Sunday night, somebody be there on Wednesday night. Amen. Somebody would dig a little deeper farther than his tithe and give it to the Lord's work. He was a fellow laborer. But Paul, writing about in 2 Timothy 4:10, he said, Demas has forsaken me, having loved this present world, he departed unto the Thessalonica. Something happened to Demas. You could kind of say Demas become a has-been. And I know nobody here this morning wants to become a has-been, somebody that God used greatly in time past, but they've done something, amen, that's kind of got them sidetracked and folks don't have the confidence that they once had in them. Amen, I might have picked the wrong message, but I'm too far into it to back out now. Amen, I'm talking about being a has-been. John 15, he said, I'm the vine. I'm the true vine. My Father's husband, every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. Every branch in me that beareth fruit, he purgeth, bring forth more fruit. Now you're clean through the words which I've spoken to you. Abide in me and I in you. As a branch cannot bear fruit except it abide in the vine. I'm the vine, ye the branches. He that abides in me and I in him, the same shall go forth and bring forth much fruit. Without me you can do nothing. If you abide in me, if a man abide not in me, he's cast forth as a branch and withers. Men gather them together and cast them in the fire and they're burned. But if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified that you bring forth much fruit. So then shall you be my disciples. As my Father's loved me, so have I loved you. Continue there my love. If you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love. I've kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things have I spoken to you, that my word I might abide in you and your joy might be full. And this is, he said, in this is my commandment, you love one another. For greater love hath no man than this, and a man laid down his life for his friends. And you're my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant know not what his father do, but he said, I've called you friends, and all things I've heard of my Father I've made known to you. You've not chosen me, but I've chosen you and ordained you that you go and bring forth much fruit, and that your fruit shall remain, and whatsoever you ask of my Father my name, he may give it to you. Hey, you didn't choose him, he chose you. You didn't come to where he is at, he came to where you is at, and he wants you to do something with the life that he's given you to live. Amen. Well, I'm trying to get started here. Amen. I believe the caffeine just kicked in. Praise God. Amen. If you can't get the Holy Ghost in you, drink a lot of caffeine. Baptists, well, most Baptists don't know the difference anyhow. Well, I'm trying to say something this morning. Amen. I like old cars. If you're a man, you like old cars. And like big guns. Amen. I like big guns. I don't shoot things, I hang them on the wall, just like to watch them explode. Hallelujah, amen. I mean, there ain't nothing better or prettier than a 1957 Chevrolet being restored. Hallelujah, amen. Amen, or a 55 Chevrolet or a 32 Ford Coupe. Amen, how am I doing right there? I know some of you shot your television, but I still have one. My preacher said you'd rather have a rattlesnake in his house, so when he preaches again, I might get convicted and throw one of mine out. But the truth of the matter is, you know, I like to watch that Barrett Jackson auto auction. You ever watch that? That's where they run them cars through there and cause you to covet. And they'll say this thing's 60 years old, and it looks like you can stick your hand in the paint. And then they'll open up the door, and that thing's been rolled and pleated. Amen. Then they got a mirror that run up under the bottom, let you know that thing is slick underneath where most folks can't see as it is on top. Then they raise the hood, and the chrome will blind you sparkling where they worked on that thing. Amen. And then they say, hey, this thing runs faster, looks better, and it's worth more than it was when it was new. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to run better. I want to shine better. Amen. I've never been worth what he paid for. But I sure don't want to. I want to finish right. I was coming up out of Mississippi some years ago from a prison meeting, and this fella come by me in a big Dodge Dually truck. I had New York tags on his car, on his truck, a big smile on his face. And on the back of that thing, he had a trailer. He had this 59 two-door big fin Chevrolet, honeysuckles and briars hanging out of the window. Tires had done rotted off of it. The windows had been busted out of it. But he was a smiling. Him, man, he'd found something. He'd found something down there in somebody's barn or somebody's junkyard. Hey, it looked like junk to me, but I got a feeling he knew the end product from the beginning. Amen, he'd found him something. Amen, he probably paid more for it than it was worth. Amen, but he wasn't done working on it. He was taking it back to the house. No doubt he had some plans for that thing. Amen, I didn't ever get to see him again, but I'll guarantee a few years later, if you went to his house, he'd take you out to the barn, or he'd take you out to his garage. He said, I want you to look at it now. He put the finishing touches on it. He'd done something to it. He'd say, hey, this thing runs better now. It shines better now. It's worth more now. Hey, you ain't never been worth what he paid for you. Hey, but he's still working on us. Hey, we ought to want to run better, shine better than when he found us. By the way, you're just a bunch of junk. And the briars and the weeds that took over your life, he saw something in you that nobody else could see. Well, hallelujah, hallelujah. 41 years ago, in a dope house, in the west side of town, the Holy Ghost, he picked me out of that crowd. I can't tell you why. I couldn't have told you why then, but I do know now. I wasn't nothing but junk with a needle in my arm, but God's still working on me. Hallelujah. Well, hard to just shut up right there. You remember when America was free? Before the snail darters and save the spotted owls and hug all the trees, crazy bunch that's running this outfit come along. Isn't that right? Back in them old state highways, you know, where they, before they made them put the fences up, and they call them junkyards. They're not junkyard now. They use auto parts. Politically correct. Use auto parts. You ever ride down the road and see some of them old cars sitting over there, the weeds growing in them? Honeysuckles hanging out of them, briars, rust on them. You know, an old 50 model Chevrolet, 54 Chevrolet. Hey, man, back in the 30s, before I go back, you ever wonder how they got there? Most of them ended up there because of simple neglect. No maintenance. You know what we're doing here this morning? Maintenance. Man, I got hung up on that first thing too long. Maintenance. But some of them got in there, some of them brand new cars. We call them accidents. Somebody is on the Facebook. You get that in a minute. Texting and run out of the road, just bought a brand new car. We call them accidents. Or maybe some of them still smoking like some of y'all doing, drop their cigarette. How am I doing on that? I'll leave that alone. You wonder how they got there. Amen. Hey, he may have found us in the junkyard, but we ought not want to go back there. You know how you know when a car is headed to the junkyard? This is deep now. It's going to miss some of you. Hey, when a car starts missing, it's headed to the junkyard. Amen. It started not to forsake the assembly ourselves together as a manner of some, exhorting one another even so much more as we see the day approaching. Hey, I tell you what, I've not been the best Christian. I tell you what I have learned 41 years. Be there on Sunday morning. Be there on Sunday night. Be there on Wednesday night. Hey, he may not help you the service, but he'll come by. He'll fix whatever's wrong with you if you just be there. Don't miss. Usually when a car starts missing, it means it's fouled the plug. I pastored some of those. That's the reason I'm in the prison ministry. I tried that for 10 years. I give up and went to jail. I just wasn't no good at it. Amen. Foul. You know what a car does when it fouls a plug? It holds up traffic. It loses power. The rest of us have to push him out of the road. He hinders others. Amen. Amen. I mean, I found out this is deep. I know it's so. I got this. I didn't get this out of no commentary. Now, if you don't understand what I got to say this morning, amen. You won't have to go home look at your dictionary, your Greek lexicon to get a hold of this. If you don't understand what I got to say, we take you to the Social Security office. You qualify for some assistance. I'm telling you the truth. You did. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hey, just be there. Hey, I'll tell you something else. A car, when it starts knocking, it's headed to the junkyard. Before one of them starts knocking, it usually, the valves start chattering. Brother, be not many masters, nor we should receive a greater condemnation for many things we offend all. If any man offend not in word, the same as a perfect man, able to bribe the whole body. Behold, we put bits in horses' mouth that they may obey us. We turn about the whole body. Behold, also the ships, though they be so great, and yet driven a fierce wind, yet are they turned about with a very small helm. How whithersoever the government, even so the tongue is a little member, boasts a great thing. How great a matter a little fire can, and the tongue is a fire in the world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our men. The fire of the whole body set on fire, of course, the and set on fire of hell. For every kind of bird, beast, serpent, thing in the sea, have been tamed to mankind, but the tongue can no man tame, for it's an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. Therewith bless we God, even the Father, and curse we man, which is made out of the similitude out of the same mouth, proceed to bless and curse. My brother, these things ought not so to be. Doth a fountain send forth at the same place both sweet water and bitter? Can a fig tree, my brother, bear forth olive oil or a vine fig? So can no fountain both yield salt water fish. Could I get an amen out of somebody? I worked hard on that right there. Hallelujah. Hey, I know you don't have no trouble with your mouth. Amen. God give me two rows of teeth, two jaw muscles, half a brain, and I still got to spit that stuff out. I've been shot with a shotgun. I've been had my intestines cut out with a pocket knife. I've been beat with a logging chain, left for dead. That happened at the last church I pastored. That was a tough bunch right there. All kidding stuff, that all stuff happened to me, but it wasn't at church. It's where I stood up when I should have shut up. Amen. Man, I'm running out of time. I used to have an old Volkswagen bug, and you have to get the valves adjusted every so many miles, and because the valves get to chattering if you don't. And this costs $15, $20. You know, some folks think you got to go out and get drunk, commit adultery, do something. But, you know, just running that mouth sometimes. That backbiting. That gossip. It's good to get on the altar sometime and ask God to help you with that. Amen. $15, $20. If you don't, you get to throwing a rod, knocking a rod gets a knocking. Amen. That's $5,000-$6,000. Get that bad boy fixed. You get to knocking the preacher, knocking the singing, get to knocking everything. You know when you hear a car pecking or knocking, you raise a hood, it looks the same as one that ain't. Because the problem's on the inside. Am I doing any good? Man, I'm going to run out of time for sure. Amen. There's more to it, but I'm going to go on. Hey, I'll tell you something else. When the car overheats too easily, be angry and sin not, let not the sun go down on your wrath, neither good places, they'll let him stole still no more, but let him labor, work of his hand, that which is good he may have to give to him to eat, and let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to use to edify, may minister grace unto here, and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you seal unto the day of it. Let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, evil speaking, be put away from you, all malice, be kind one another, tender hearted, forgive one another, God for Christ's sake. You say you talk fast. Now listen quick. I tell you what we ought to do in these meetings, you know, where your time thing I got you, give everybody a Mountain Dew when they come in. They keep up that way, amen. Amen. You ever had an old car overheat on you? You done passed everybody? You get caught at the red light. That's embarrassing, ain't it? You can't tell somebody overheats too easy. Old car going down the road in a hurry, done past everybody, mad at everybody, aggravated. That thing go, pff, pff, pff. There you are, all them people you pass and bad mouth. Ah. That thing, a steam coming out from under it, you know. Raise a hood. Pff. Radiator breathing. That thing's a breathing. My time's up right here. It's breathing. And got a radiator cap said, danger, do not remove while hot. I'm going to finish this point, okay? And here's what we'll do. As if that thing don't mean what it says. Some of you don't know what I'm talking about. You ain't married yet. Thanks, God. It means it's a low on water. That's what's the matter with it when you're hot-headed. You low on water. Sometimes it means it's got a blowed head gasket. I've been around some Baptists that's been there. Blowed head gasket. Sometimes it means you got a cracked head. Amen. And if you mess with my wife when she's upset, you will have you a cracked head. I'll tell you that right now. Well, I'm done. Fresh oil, that's the main thing. Fresh oil. That's the life of the car. We get low on fresh oil. Holy Ghost, power of God. I'm done. I'm done, preacher. Thank you. I love you. Thank you.
Don't you appreciate that, preacher? I mean, just practical stuff. Amen. I don't want to go to the junkyard. I don't know about y'all. I want to stay on the road. I want to be usable. I appreciate God touching him and helping him this morning.